event on the plane was the trial of it. Get there. Tomorrow. If we get too far away from tomorrow, it's not helpful. I've allowed to give them an hour. Two different phrases all start halakha. Halakha hekka tzi, we spoke about it already. And the Gemara also has another phrase, and it's starting with the same thing. Omer Rabbi Marav, the mezuzah, halakha harogio. What does that mean? Halakha harogio. What does the word mean? Take a look in the Nebuka Yosef. Take a in the vase. What that of Hezayin, high print. Acharogim. If Yesh Shnei Tzachim the cheder echad, the Pesach Shiragilin Lotes for Lo Yoser Bo Yaniach Hamezuzah. What? What would you pass it? Both. Some shachar of it. Can I say it's Vidalis? Both. That's what I would say. But nonetheless, there's a concept over here of halach achar harogim. This concept exists. You already mentioned yesterday that the Yaakov Emden is one who says that you go there most of the time in that direction. It's considered the equivalent of a pnimi, which is a very powerful thing. And others say exactly the reverse. There's no such thing as Rabbi Lucha. You gotta love a Klayah, a Chachma Yisroel. We have a Captain Rabbi Lucha as a source of the Gemara, it's a remes. Some say it's mamish like Pnimi. That's what we said yesterday, it's very powerful. Others say it doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. What do you mean, doesn't exist? We don't find it in Beferish. And then others say, Rav Tashmish doesn't exist. Whoa, Mistook. Shach, whoa. Ah. All he meant, Rav Tashmisho means Rav Yilucha. That you're going to go, typically, to the room into which you have the greatest living experience. You're going to go that way. So you have all kinds of different opinions. There's also a dispute. Who counts? The Das Kedoshim says, the Balabos counts. He's kind of a mezuzah. And both possibly say, no, depends on Rabbi Lucha or everyone. And many posts will say that based upon Rabbi Kivegan. Kivegan quoted from the Mordechai. Doesn't matter, he's a lefty, it doesn't make a difference to who's a lefty. Right? It's a Shmir Lechol Bnei Beisa. That's what they explain. Fine. These are some interesting comments. Halacha L'maisa, what do you do in these cases? What do you do, Halacha L'maisa? Such a complicated story. I told you the classical svarim say, the Chovos Tavanah is a classic, that the first three are all versions of the same thing, from the street to the house. It's called the Petur Lachiv, Nimi, and Rav Yilucha, all descending order of the same fundamental. So, and then you have what they call Rav Tashmisho, and then Heketz is the tiger. That's the classical, what I call the Orthodox, that people have been going with for a long time, based on the Chovos Tavanah, based on earlier svarim. As well, based on the Shach and the Levush that we saw earlier. Oh. Comes along the Sefer Ogura Bola, Ogura Birola. No, I challenge the quote unquote orthodoxy. It's not true. He writes his thoughts. I'll read you the Lush. Oh. This is in, it's called Perek Chav Zayin. And he wants to know the difference between two different houses, the room with both of them here. He writes as follows. Some say the Pali was called the Shabbos Adir Ikari Yosef, Rav Tashmisho. That wins. Beat that Hekets here. This I thought, I could tell you this, is the Lamosh of Yisina. That's what I thought. Abdas Roma Poskim Shehekin Sirodin. Whee! Roma Poskim. So. Who are the Roma Poskim? I'm going to measure up. Who are the Roma Poskim? the Shah, even the Shah, didn't need Rov Tashmisho. I think what he said, looking out to me, no, he really meant Rov Yilucho. I mentioned that too before. He goes with that Baal. And he has a whole lot of this over here. Beautiful. It all depends upon the reality, the Beis HaChoreh. The Beis HaChoreh had Rov Tashmisho. But it also had, that per se wasn't the Koveya, it's the Rov Yilucho. And the reason why they'd walk in that direction, not from the outside, it was too cold. It was afraid the frigid air would come and lower the temperature 10 degrees, it'll blast the frigid air. They all wanted to walk in from the other side, which was protected. And then they, in the Maril's case, even had a little dollar in between, just to increase the protection, close more doors, because cold air can get in and ruin frigid northeastern Europe, where the Israelites were living in those days. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. Wow. He's mentioned that the Mordechai that way. And there's no source for Rosh Shibusho at all. It doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. In Shas, it doesn't exist. Now, the truth to tell, I discovered a new sect. Like, I was looking up some more Shver Shailas, we'll get to later, maybe not today. And I have another sect which I have at my house. Shari Amazuzo. This will say we'll call it for our best. A Litvish Sefer, because it's the father of Rosh Yeshiva Neri Yisrael, Shmuel Orbach, you know, has scholars from. This, you know, we'll call it this to this convenience sake, a Litvish Sefer. It's a Chassidish Sefer. Yeah, Rosh Yeshiva, yeah, Rebbe, you know, the doesn't matter. No, this is written in the year of, this is Tavshin Samach Tes, this is Tavshin Samach Ches, and I looked up and see what he said. So he quoted what I mentioned before, some poskim. Look! Rov Yilucho is in the Gemara. Halakha Rov. Exactly the same, but it's the principle. Rov Tashmisho, not Shas, only found in the post. So, something doesn't exist, and if it doesn't exist, it loses. And look at the Mevukah Yosef, our both side, even later, it's Yud Zayin Amun Aleph in my print. It should be the Hay of the Bears, the Rav Amun Aleph, in the old print. Based upon the Gemara talks about a loom, Lamadal Ral. Grip quote. Itma loom basuch min avayis aliyah. Okay? So the whole discussion, Yesh lo pesach echo chayvim mezuzah achas, shnei psoch chayvim shnei mezuzahs, says the Nebuka Yosef. What's it in? There are the whole mishaosin aruba ba'emtza aliyah, skylight, whole alam in avayis b'malos, steps, Yosef Pesach Echad Lemata Kadesh Lo Yerdu Min Aliyah Lebayis. Keep your shoes. Keep them out. Yosef Aliyah Arba Bechitza Son of Aruba Lemala. Yosef Pesach Kadesh Shlo Yalal Ele Bishus. Okay, so whole discussion. So what's it did? Ainul Pesach Echad Ainul Tzarech Ele Mezuzah Achas. Why? The Azlinan Achar Hekert Seir. Whoa! Says the Ogre Bolecha. Come on, what do you use more? The house or the attic? House. It doesn't matter. Heck, it's here. Trumps Rov Shibusha. Fundamentally, doesn't exist. It's a low man in totem pole. So, you don't know heck, it's here. Okay, we'll throw it in. It can't hurt. But it doesn't really have packed much of a wallop, according to this understanding, based upon the base of the Nebuka Yosef. I'm telling you, pass like the Maharil. And then the Mukhi Yosef, that the Rov Tashmisho doesn't count, because the Maharil can be put from the bias going to the Chotzer, and they use the bias more, and the Mordechai can be read otherwise, the Shach can be read otherwise, and that's all. Wow. This is quite an amazing halach. Quite amazing. So, yes, sir.
Before you explained that when we said Rov Tashmisho, it meant that the more time you spent, for switching that to Rov Yilucho, does that mean the more times you go through it, doesn't matter how much time you actually spend?
That's correct. The more, take a counter, a turnstile.
Just how many times you
put it? A turnstile. That's how I measure Rov Yilucho. Turns, yeah.
Doesn't the Nimuk Yosef imply that Heketzir also beats Pnimi then?
Good question. is there another entrance direct from the Aliyah out? If there isn't, then you're right. If there is, then you're wrong. We don't know. He talks about a separate, that was like a fire escape. It has to be separate. How do they get out?
They do this thing now.
No, they want to let out. They say that you get an impression that they're the different tenants, and you can't come down. That's like you never should come down. So, well, you sit there forever. You have to get out. To the shul. There has to be, probably there's another entrance. Yeah.
But there's different tenants having out. Shows in the bias. If each one in a different zone.
That's what I told them, true. Well, that also right. Different tenants that maybe Rosh Hashanah is in the Aliyah. That's not exactly what I thought. Because they prevented each other from getting up and down to the separate family, and then they have more men, the more man hours.
Yeah,
I know. I thought of the same question. It's a good question. I don't know. I do not know. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai. I just want to, before we go back to the war, it's dispersed a little bit. You can't just get too, you're just more crazy. Yeah? Let's intersperse a little bit. Let's go back to what we spoke about a little bit earlier. Can Heketzir create a tour? Is Heketzir only a tiebreaker? Or can Heketzir make you partner, or otherwise you might be chayav? So I mentioned this a little bit, I think it was already Friday, she has, a while ago. It may depend upon the Machlokas Rashi and the Shita Mekubetes on that Lama Gimel on the base. So what was it before? The Sukkot and the Lama Gimel on the base. According to the Rashi, you have the impression that the Iker is more important than Heketzir. And the Shita Mekubetes says that Heketzir could be more important. He says, you know, Lo Azina Basre Liftur. Otherwise, had it not been in that circumstance, it might have patted you. We had a discussion on Friday, can it pat you or not? So again, the Sefer Ogur Balecha, something very interesting. So I'll read to you again, fascinating. The loveness of it, I want to show you. You'll look it up later. It pays Tavshin Lamed Gimel. Right, this comes. He said like this. The double machlokas between Rashi and Shita Mekubetzes over here at the bottom of that Lamed Gimel on the base. One, between Yisrael and a Goy. So we spoke about a little bit briefly on Friday. Heketzir the base a Goy. Called the Rashi a pot of the Gamre. Called the Shita, no, can't make it pot. You have to go in the other direction. That's one machlokas. Next machlokas. According to Rashi says the favorite, that the Iker is more important than Heketzir. Right? Heketzir is only, if it's the time. But the Shita Mekubetzes says it's not that way. Why? I quote, Hari Hutzrach Lomar, Teheketzir Eino Gorb Tur, Mashma, the Balavachi, would be Gorb Tur, Heketzir Hoya Odet Afri Iker. Think about it and see if it sounds, rings true. But then, what I really want to tell you is the Lomas. Shor Shamach Lomas Evel, the Rashi Sphirle, in the Heketzir, the Kboa Le'ezem Bayez HaPesach Mishtayech. I smile in Hebrew. Well, the Chayin Rak also Bayez Shaheketzir Etzlo Chayev and Mezuzah. The Bayez HaSheni is Pah. Ube Haitai Magufo. Kasher Echa Me'abatim Ikori. Lo Azin Abos Heketzir. The Pesach Mishtayech Le Bayez HaIkori. Fascinating. This is the loveliness of Rashi. What did she say? No. Come on. You know to which house, which room the door belongs? To what? To both. Heketzir is the time which is there be also. The male of that reason. Iker is. He said that what? Iker is not better than Heketzir. You know why? Because Iker is not a steamer to determine what's there at Biosko. It's on a different plane. And for this very same reason, he says, Heketzir cannot create a tour. No. In order to be chai, you don't have to be an Iker there at Biosko. We call it once in a while. It's good enough. As he explained a little bit on page Tavshin Lamed Gimel, a very interesting yourself. He then turns around and says, at the Maharil, that we saw, Rabbi Osai, we saw the rail twice. We saw it quoted in the Taz, Reish Pei Tes. We all have it in front of you in the printed copy. What does he say? Yeah, Pesach Shabbat Bayis Lechotzer. Ushneim Tzuchim Ushasarabim. You follow Heketzir. So the base there is the Kasha. Wait a minute. You pass the like Rabbi Yossi here in the Sugya. We'll put the Rashi anyway on the Dalai Lama on top. Koveil Yemino Yigur Afkeneged Heketzir. And the Bayis Yigur in the Chotzer. Great Kasha. The answer is the Ogol Balecha. No. The Maril understands like the sheep in the Kubetzes. That the reason you do it to the right of the bias is because the Gina is a Mokum Ptur and the bias is a Mokum Chiyu. The Mela, since the Maril holds, this will come to a little bit, that Chotzer is independently obligated. That's another, it's a major Kiddush, or the double Kiddush. One is a Kiddush, and it was Pnimi, Ikur, etc. But the second Kiddush, which is the whole first, which the actually comes first even, logically, is that the Maril holds in a backyard has an independent chiyuv. If the chutzah would only be chayav because it's going into the house, so it would be inconceivable to say go into the chutzah. Chutzah only chayav because of the house. So he holds an independent chiyuv. This is the, how we explained sheet, that's how Maharil. Alright, this is the Yisov. Good. So it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Sheet of the Kubetz. It's a bit of a problem because the Beis Yosef quotes Rashi. He quotes the Maril. Problem. He has whole shtickle Torah that those two go against each other. So he answers the next page something interesting, which is a little bit of a stretch. If the Beis Yosef understood the word Iker in Rashi, it doesn't mean what we thought it meant. We use the word Iker means Iker Tashmisho. Remember the Mordechai, the Talmidim thought it doesn't mean that? Well, these are the places, but in Rashi didn't mean that either. So what does it really mean? All it means is, you're both sides, it's a makom chiyuv, as opposed to a gina, which is a makom tur. That's all. Same as we saw in the Sheet of the Confessions. The Sheet of the Confessions explained of Yosef Goshen. That means, bias ikar, shahu makom chiyuv. Take a look and see it. And the Sheet of the Confessions. What does it mean, bias ikar? Shehi mekom chiyuv. So when Rashi said the word ikar, it didn't mean ikar tashmisho. No, you're putting too much stock in that. Maybe it doesn't even exist. Ikar just means it's a mekom chiyuv as opposed to a mekom ptur. Only what two words that cause the problem? Two words. What are they? Most of those words. Ulishmo nase. Checkmate. Checkmate. Ulishmon asa means you're doing more what has been here then. That's not what checkmate. Get out, Houdini, get out of this one. Only one way out. Only one way out. Come on, you know, the last desperate trick.
Change the gear, sir.
Plug your belt to pen, take out the two words. But you know what? Look up Rashi, it's quoted by the Nebuke Yose, by the Base Yose, both left out those two words. Wow! Maybe they're not the gears. Wow! This is a shtickle term. Okay, so it's beautiful. Oh, fine. So again, we spoke before about the Maril's lashon, the Fidah Shtan Chayomus, the Taz left out. We assume that the Taz left it out for a reason. So maybe the Taz is follows. The Taz understood the Maril means like this. Ulefi zesh en chayavas. I'm getting my own shot. Means, listen carefully. Both rooms are chayav. Both rooms are chayav. On the right, go into them. And if not, from both sides, listen carefully. Then you know what? Only one room is chayav. What room is that? A dinky little room in the base of Chorev. And the bias got not saying the fees that stand up to what everyone else understands. But that's why the door is chayav. Otherwise, if the door would be chayav, the door wouldn't be chayav at all because Heketzir is garment tour. No, I'm taking a different verb. Shtan chayav means that both rooms are chayav. And then we go from the small room into the base of Chorah. And from the small room into the bias got. But if not for that, only one room would be chayav on both of its doors. Function. the Myra. See, the Tad has an important Myra. Although actually, our best manager kind of has a real Myra. I'm reading the Myra for the Chobos Adar. I didn't realize what kind of out to us from me, I believe. We own the Jewish Myra. Oh, Hashem. A little spotty, but sometimes we have, you know, major successes over here. So you get it from this. Lashna, this one more time. He says like this. I have a problem with addictive, though. I created a little bit of addictive problem. He's like this. He says, there's a house, there's a door to the Beis HaChorev, to the Chotzer, and for the Cheder Gadol to the Chotzer, and Dalsei Piste Cheder Kotten, Shtei Hekatsir, Dilhu Shalom Cheder Kotten, and the Chad, the Beis HaChorev, the Chad, the Cheder Gadol, he says, Shtei El Chayomus. My problem is that bias is Lashon Zoh. That's the only problem that I'm running into. So, Shtei El Chayomus probably is both losos or whatever the Lashon Bekevi has over here. That's a problem. I agree. Dictum is it should make some difference. But, it's not always so with the dictum. So maybe that shot would be a possibility. Otherwise, it sounds like a bit of a problem over here. Fine. Now I go side. The Maril here says, "Vafilu beishar pirshri dechayim v'drabon." So what's this beishar? What's the drabon? Let's go and see what this means. Rabbi say, open to the Tosfos over here on that lab of giving a little bit. We're going to gradually introduce ourselves to some different concepts before we get back to the whole Hekatsir war. The Gemara is that Sadeo impresses Chayav and Mezuzah. The Brisa, which is quoted over here, Rabbi Osai, on the first wide line. Leave out the context of the moment. Chaymash and Perekam and Mezuzah. The Beishar, Chayav and Mezuzah. Kabe Shem was Sutta Shal Yotsuv, the Lefni Mezuzah, the Prophet, the Heavy, Kisan, the Shal of Dims, the Chayav and Mezuzah. Fine. The Tema, Perekam and the Yuma, the Apir Aleph, Tani Yochol, Shani Marve, Ach Beishar, Aksan and Perpeses, Tamu Lomar, Bites. Okay. So the bottom it says, Vishna Maksadra lo kasha desh mechalik ukidu mechalik v'shmaitim. We'll get to that later. Ele beishar v'pesis kasha, stira. Desh lomar, tohosim v'doraisa v'ocha v'drabonim. You put them v'doraisa beishar in an empty room and you're chayim v'drabonim. Wow. It's an alphas, tirits, tohosim v'psuvah levayas. Just have a plane, Beishar, and the press go leads to nowhere. Your father leads to a house, you'd be high. Okay, Ramos, tell us, it's 2 days for us. So my real quote to read, there's the Raisa, and there is the Rabbana. The question becomes by Mercy as follows. Yad Mezuzah, which goes into the Beishar. Okay, into the Beishar. My real case, Rebbeinu Shalala. The Beis Shah is the Rabbanon, and the Beis HaChorev, and the Beis Golo and the Raisa. How is it possible that a Mezuzah the Rabbanon could patter a Chiyah of the Raisa? Beis Shah going to Tosfos with the Rabbanon. And Andrew, they don't use, no use, it's only used as a passway, a pass through. That's the exact case of the Pshut of the Maril. And yet he says, Tekatir is in, they both go in. How these mezuzahs which are going to a cheder rabbanon be both in the chiyuv and a cheder daraisa? That's the question. That is the question. Serious question. Serious question. So again, this is not my question. This is the Ogre Bolechah's question. I'll tell you where to find it, so you can see. It's chachma over the Shem Omer. He asks his kasha. He gives a fairly interesting answer. Like this. He says, this is the mitzvah is that the mezuzah should be in the Pesach Habayis. As long as it's called Derech B'yosah. So something amazing. It's Derech B'yosah into the Beishah, which is not independently chayim. But that's good enough. They should part of the room. They should part of the room that going into that room would be on the left. So, Tifa Bar. And what we spoke about a little bit yesterday Socher, and one is a Socher, one is a Balabot, one is a Rabbanah, one is the Raisa. So they have two, and then it's a Sibylivar. Yes, sir.
Why can't we say that two answers of Tosfos are not arguing with each other, they're just arguing about what the cases are? But even the first answer that says there are Rabbanah would say that when there's a house there, it is the Raisa.
Yevot? Wow. Tamine Hakam and Barab Shalom Olam. There's no hot blood to ask the Tosfos. That would solve the problem. Wow. Okay. If you're right, then you're right. The way the post that I saw assume, you know, the clicked, but they assume that the two tastemen would not agree with each other. So maybe do some research. Let me know tomorrow if you want to hold for both. That would you're right. That would be a very good terrace. That'd be an excellent terrace if it's true. Okay. Fine. Good. Let's discuss it, Rabbi said, for the minute, this other Kiddush of the Maril, that a Beis Shar is Chayev, if it's less than Dal Al Dalt, Taz says of a Perish, less than Dal Al, we saw yesterday, we read it yesterday. Why? So presumably the answer is, that you're Chayev Bishur Bisharecha, and we'll also Beisecha Bisharecha, Beis Shar, as the word implies, it's a Sharecha. And therefore, Rabbi said, what's Pshat? What's the real... I use the expression. What's the mechayiv of this mezuzah? The mechayiv is what? The house. When you have a house, you have to put a mezuzah not only on the house, but also on the shah. So the shah doesn't have to have 4 amps. The house is 4 amps. The house is the mechayiv. The house is the mechayiv. You know the Beis Shah doesn't dal al David. It doesn't matter. That's the longest of this yisod. However, if you derive it from, let's say, Beis Secha, the passageway is considered an independent chiyuv. That's the beginning of the deer. When you walk into your house sometimes, you walk into your house for the first second, there's a little Andrew. What you do there is, you just take a deep breath. I don't know, maybe kick off your shoes in certain parts of that. Whatever, you don't really live there. It's tchilas adir. Not just even a passageway. It seems to be only a passageway. You warm up for a second, you cool down for a second, that's what the season of the year is. It's not just a passageway. A passageway is what we call the Tchilas Adir. That's the case of Rosai. You would have to have Dalet Al Dalet right over there. You'd have to have it. No question about it. Interesting, Rosai, the Yerushalmi in Yuma, Tosfos Shana quotes that Abir Al, compares it to Shari Ayoros. Well, so what does that mean? Is there a Shari here in New York that has a mezuzah on it? How about Yerushalayim? The whole city? You seen it?
Yeah.
So you don't live there, don't live in the streets? I hope not. All the street? You live in the street? The terrace is, it's because of the Chiyah of what? But the house is in the old city. That's the love of this place, not Yerushalmi. Google that I'm toasting showing you what that you're out on Aleph. But here, you're chayyab and less than Dalet al Dalet. And the Rambam quotes this comparison to Perek Vav Halacha Ches. Look it up. And this leads many authorities, including the Ogre Balem and Asuma, the Iker within is, Feshah, less than Dalet al Dalet is chayyab, as the Taz said, it is only as a passageway to another room. As a tziruf, Rabbi Osai, a tziruf, he quotes the Pisket Shuv. Those who have the Shulchan Aruch, look inside. By the way, those who don't have, I saw a huge Shulchan Aruch there. There are there given, lying down, someone can take it. It's the biggest section of the whole mismatch. See it on the end. Right there, the very bottom one. If you can throw it and lift it up. That's so simple. Let's quote my arm. So, you look over there. Give it to somebody else. Who doesn't have a Shulchan Aruch? Raise it if you don't have. That's not the three guys in the room. Reish Peivah, Rabosai, Pisei Tshuva, Sipkot Gidah. Maybe there's some more there. I didn't look carefully. What that Tak Green wants? You tapped it. I also do everything. It's a tour. Let's go back to the tour. Okay. That's far with this place, we're sorry. Underutilized. Okay. Resh Pei Vav Rabosai Sivkotan Yudal. Let's do this one. This is famous. The same the Chabure the Nil Ksavya. And by the way, I have it right over here. They discovered the Ksavya. And it's relevant. Some of the people only call it half things. No one else had this until now. I don't mean to. The Sefer itself was printed in how about it's printed? Doesn't tell you. I have no idea when it came out. He says, Shechiyoni v'kimoni v'kimoni l'zman hazeh. Right? Chavud et Daniel, Rav Daniel v'harodna Asher pisket shuvi yoradei ma'am alavio v'ad halo v'yosof tzaviyad zeh zvato mosayin shona akaptiris v'chaber zoch tzaviyad zeh lotes la'or ho. Can you believe it? 200 years. He died, it says in Shvi Shopesa Tov Kuf Sam Zayin. So we know this came out Tov Shin Sam Zayin. We have a, whoa, a trilogy. This is Tov Shin Sam Zayin. This is Tavshin Samach Ches. Tavshin Samach Ches, hey. Zerich is a three svar, I printed very recently. He quotes the Chamud in the name. Let's look at this Ketuba first. What did he say? Nira Dafka Beis Nira Tzorak Dafka Shei Dalar Abbas Adalar Abbas Abo Beis Shar Umir Peses Vigina Afiles Dalar Dalar Chayom. Okay. This we can say, maybe you refer to a case with leading it to something else. Closet. So what about a closet yesterday? Kivega said, I'll give you a little head start, but the Kivega's on the cards. Kivega says you have a closet which is less than dollar down, believe it or not, had a foot of mezuzah on the closet going into the bedroom. That's how I pass it. Walk-in closets. Not like your fancy house with a dollar. That's go inside. But places which are not so fancy, you know. So the walk-in closet is less than dollar. So you put it on the way out into the room. However, according to Chamud the Neil, you put it in, into the walk-in closet. That's what he says. Not because it leads anywhere else. It's independently chayim. Let's explain exactly why. That's what it says. Even though he says most parts are the chamud of the Neil, but it's a tziruf in the case where it leads you into a house, you're going to shtickle this fest. Okay. Let's now turn our attention, I want to get away from the Hecker Tzir wars, to discuss this Dalal Dalal issue. It's an independent issue, open to the Rosh of Mosai, Sinin Tezai. The Rosh Sinin Tezai. Oh, we're going to come back to the kitchen here. So I didn't forget for a minute, the kitchen. That's it. We have time to get from today to today. That we will get to. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a coming attractions. Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, you also have an Abbas Medrash, seems to have a fight with Machuk. It's a dangerous thing, probably Machuk. Such a fight you're allowed to have. Who is Machuk? Machuk was, I believe, that died vice after the war, had only one son. This whole thing was decimated. One son. And his son married, he was in Manchester all the years. And, you know, the European rabbis got together, you know. His son married the daughter of one of the greatest European rabbis of his time, Rabbi Yaakov Breisch, Shlita, Abbez of Zurich. This is written in 1953. He lived in Manchester after the war, and he lived in Zurich. Alvar Sheheir Esbini, you, Rabbi Breisch, then come to my son. Who chasano? Achor of Ubaki Nereyor. So what happened? The Shrek came to visit the Aden. Father visited his son-in-law. And he saw his house. The mezuzah was between the dining room into the kitchen. The Heket's here. And you said, the chutn has to go from the kitchen into the dining room. Based on Heket's here. And also another reason, Tashmishim Shibachedar Achila Yikara goes to the Cheder Atavshim. The bush and the shah, Ayan Shem. They're fighting there, Rabosai. Where should the mezuzah be in their common, in the house of their common children? His son and his daughter. Such a fight, Rabosai. I have some wonderful little tonic. I don't remember such a fight. But the mezuzah, where should go in that house? I still remember such a thing. It's a concern to me. I can't say it's a concern. My children pass the must be a concern to me. I don't know such a fight. This is mamash, mamash. This is our fight. Where's the right? That's this. So you know what? You know what? We want mamash alone. We'll put one mezuzah will follow our Rabbi Reich. One mezuzah follow our Rabbi Weiss. And we make everybody happy. And somebody goes to call anybody. Oh, hey, maybe, yeah. This is Shabbat. If you want to look it up, it's scale of balance and pay test inside. Back and forth. Okay? So, we'll get to those. But let's leave a little more down to earth. Not with the rush, and simon, keza. Garcina Mesukad Abgimu. Tanarabani. Baye Shein Bo Arba Amas, Al Arba Amas, Potam and Amazuzlam and Amaka. Avo Pisha Bakalat Svarmik Sina Kain. Hello, Baye Shein Bo Arba Amas. From Alphas Goras. Shevo arba amas al arba amas. The mistaber lo chaz of the deer min acher. Udo lo kamo shechaz of arba amzal. Shevo ya orko yosef arocho. Hol v'yesh bo lirabeya arba amas al arba amas. Chayim v'mezuzah. Rumo. The arba amas al dal amas bina. The chol hana to kachosh of the brais and perkam v'mezuzah. Abba is a nesmi to explain what's the machlog of the Russian Rambam. Give me a push-up shot in this book. Explain it. Yes.
When you say 4x4, does that mean 4x4 square area, or does that mean 4x4 actually have a square area?
You said it twice, but I know what you meant. What you meant was, you need 16 square hours, or you need a place somewhere that's 4x4. So it's 8x2 you put. That's enough legs. Because the Rambam holds the what? 8x2 is higher. Okay, that's my rabba. And the Rosh holds, no. You need 4x4 mamash. Is that how you understood it? How do you understand it? I hope you saw it. That's how it's traditionally understood. According to the Rosh, you have to have 4x4 mamash. According to the Rambam, you have enough to have 8x2. Okay? Let's take a look at the Dibbe Hamudas of Kotnun. against the rush. Any questions so far?
Is that
sorry?
Is it
no, no, no one's exactly square. No. If you have 4 hours by 8, by 5 hours, no one's going to say that no one's ever going to be high. No, no one's going to say
it's 16 by 1.
Like you're right, it's 16 by 1.
That's not really a zero.
That's right. Okay, good point. He thinks it is, it's not. Okay. I don't know. Bowling. 16 by 1. Well, I'm not kidding around. You want a bowling alley? A private bowling alley, so you get a problem. What do you like to go bowling? To go to Old Poker Tuesday at Bowling. See how they have their own house, a bowling alley. Shoot. 16 by 1. Perfectly right for bowling alley. I am not exactly sure how bowling alley has to get 16 by chase. 2. I don't know. I never measured how far the bowling alley is. But I'm just getting a mush. I don't know. Maybe it's called a deer. Hold on a second. Now, it's Rebbe Olsai. take a look at the Shilta Gibarim again. Those who have it, have it. Everyone has it. Excuse me, everyone has this. In my print, it should be Vav in your print. In my print, it's Yutches Sifkat Gimel. The Nira Biena. We read this yesterday. In the Oruch Hakatzer, the Yeshbo Kishir Arba Amis Al Arba Amis Chayim. Said you would be Chayim. Good. Now, the Taz. This on the Marva comes. The Taz is. It's called the Haggaz Hataz. So in this edition, it says on the bottom. The Lush of the Machaber, open up the Haggaz, Reish Pei Bob Sif Yigil. Vayesh She'en Go Dal Ramas Al Dal Ramas Pot. V'yesh Go Kidei the Rabbeya Dal Ramas Dal Ramas B'shogat. What's the Rabbah? We saw in the Rechamudas. Hava Pisha Ovi Yotra Rapa O Shehu Ovel O Balei Zobios Chayev. Paskins L'chumra. Of course. Who wrote the Shaman Arrow? Who? The Beis Yosef, we already told he said. No surprise here. The God's attacks. The Rabbi Adalams. Pirish. You're not going to believe this. She Yegodol Kokach. She Yuchalazos Bo Ribua Mamish. Orko Kerach Bo Dalet Al Dalet. Whoa. He learns the Rambam. You have it in front of you. The Rambam was quoted word for word. He learned the Rambam. You have to have 4x4 mamish. No machlech, that's Rosh in the Rambam. This is the Taz speaking, that's not an individual. But let me see the Taz. Who would base Yosef Lo Pirushke? Can't blame him. V'nimshem acharavonas ha-Rosh v'truv v'dubi ha-Rambam. If you're near the Rambam, boy, gamke ribu ha-mamish. They're all wrong. Who b'shas iski b'rachay v'chasukos achisa l'chadash dov v'zeh. V'shav ha-rachdi v'zeh. I am Shem Simitov Resh Namadalit Sivkot Banks. Anybody look it up? What did it say?
Each said that the Rambam agrees with the Rosh.
Yeah, he has no choice. The before she Gemara.
Yeah.
What's the Gemara?
Gemara in Sukkah Gimel.
Sukkah asks you what?
That a Sukkah can be a circle.
So before she Gemara cannot. Oh yeah. It's a Mefurish and Gemara Kimat, black on white. Black on white. It's called, I'll tell you the Gemara, that's what it's called.
He also said that the Rush and the Beit Yosef and the Torah is Mishra
the Rambam. Mishra the Rambam, exactly. The Gemara is Sukkah the Abchesim Advais. I'll read you the Gemara. Sukkah also Kikivsha. Okay? It says over there, it's a Gemara. The parts that are close to the circumference, I use those as my Balabatish English, are not a tzuraf to the Dalet al Dalet. Oh, here it is. Discussion. Sukkah Suyuki Kivsha. A whole Aritmus in the Sugya. It's not actually a Zion of base, goes to Chesed without. It emerges from the Gemara, if you look carefully, that the parts which are, and it's actually a picture here, which are circumscribed, the part that was within a square counts. The part beyond the internal square doesn't count. It's kind of a foolish Gemara. What in the world is the Rambam going to do with this Gemara? Taz says, who thinks Rambam didn't learn the Sefer Sukkah? Says, he must have misread the Rambam. That's what he said. That's what he read today. He must have misread the Rambam. It's a Gemara. So here I have Rabosai, something fascinating. A Vort Rabosai from the Or HaChayim HaKodesh. Or HaChayim HaKodesh, that's the same Hashkafa. Who knows what his halacha say is for? Maybe it's sort of life. Unfortunately, it's not printed across the nose. It's called the Rishon Letzion. I was thinking, you know, the Bali Machshava, they never learned anything about it. They only learned to, what are you talking about? It was the Dolei Min Halacha, each and every one of them. I repeat, each and every one of them. You don't believe in this philosophy. You have to first be a Gadol in Halacha. Then, okay. All of these Gadol Halacha are more famous for their Hashkavos Ramakol. But they, each one is rooted in Mamash Gadol Yolim Mamash. Really, I mean, each and every one. Down the line, you'll see. First, it was not real Baalacha. Svarim and Ashkafa, they're not the same. Sure, something. But good, but not the same. Shivas. In the region of Tzion, very good in Hebrew books. You get it? You don't have to, because it's an Orga Balam quote. I think I know it. Because the region of Tzion, who says like this, something fascinating. The Lashon of the Rambam. Take a look over here. You have it in Divrei Chamus. It's one word, Rabbi Yossi. Who can pick out the key words and solve the whole problem? One word. Put them out together. If Yesh go kedei l'rabeya dal l'amas al dal l'amas t'shove. Oh, you got it already. I was trying to read the word with no emphasis. You got it. T'shove. What does that word mean? And that... Don't look around. You can look at the Rechamunas. He calls it verbatim. Keep going. Ava pishu ogul o bale zobios. V'yetzur chlomar shem hoya orko yetzur arachbo. What word is missing now? Rishavet. Ho v'yetzbol rabeya da'alamas da'alamas chayab mezuzah. Zok the Rishon Letzion. True, the Rambam does not require a square which is 4x4. But he does require a rectangle which has 16 square arms. That's a brilliant suggestion. You need a rectangle. That's what it means. There are bad dal dal the shavit. The rectangle. Amazing shot. So the Gemara and Sukkah that says this stuff near the circumference doesn't count is correct. That is out of the rectangle. But if it be a, what do you call it? Ellipse? What was this? I work my high school geometry by being very rusty. Ellipse. Okay? And with a rectangle within, so you'll need, we'll say within the, we'll call it, let's say, 8x2. In a rectangle, you'll need, it's not enough that there'll be 16 square arms in the entire ellipse. That's his parents. Wow! This is to me a Kiddush Gadol. I'll tell you why it's a Kiddush Gadol in a certain sense, Rav Yossi. You might call it a chumrah. I'll tell you why. Because, you know, some of us are influenced by later Gedolim to just, for some reason, we take their words more seriously. The Chazanish made a big deal about this. He said, everyone agrees, the Taz, you can't disagree, you have to have a 4x4 Amos, and anyone else is different, we just don't pass it. Boom. So I thought, okay, Chazanish said so, it's the Gadol HaDor. Taz basically said the same thing. Even though Posh got the Shulchan Aruch that way. Too bad. So I always passed my whole life. You have Father Chazanish. You have to have 4 hours by 4 hours. You're missing by one, you're missing a little bit. Too bad. But now with this Rishon Letzion, I've changed the track. That is at least a suffix. In a case where it's 8x2, rectangular, you got 16x1. I mean, it's not royal deep. It's not about bowling in the days. But if it's 8x2, you know, or something, some other equivalent, we'll call it what? 6x3, you say, oh, more living room. You have 18, that's 16. 6x3, I thought until now, the Iker with Din was your putter. It's either everyone gives your putter, or maybe a mistake in the read how they read them through this one, that one. Now I see it, you know, not necessarily. 6x3 rectangle, you might be chayav. You can't get a rectangle with 16 square amos, then you'd be taught to even the circle or the other pentagon. That's the right word. That's hey, obvious, right? Kind of a different context. Pentagon, yeah. So then it wouldn't work. So, every place mentioned the Kiddush. Yes, sir.
So, was it all hard from the Taz's proof was that the word Bishava meant that it had to be piece, like a square, 4x4.
Bishava is suppose. Right, so but Bishava could also mean a rectangle.
No, but I mean, the word Bishava sounded like it meant, at least the way everybody else read, and this is why that I
meant equal. Right.
Yeah.
Bishava also means straight.
It had to be like a square?
So if obviously if the word shava means equal, that each of these two sides, then it has to be a square. But when shava means
it just sounded like it
means straight. That's why it's left at the end. What? Look at the end. The end Rambam says, "Ein tzarich lomar shemayor orok lo yaster arachbo." What the answer lomar? Why are they better? Why the rectangle better than the circle? Call it a traditional interpretation. Sign a lot. It all depends, you know, the chulim and chulim. What's the difference? Right? They have 16 square. Amos, who cares if it's a rectangle or a circle? No, he's suggesting. Vishama means in a rectangle. You can conceive a rectangle within the ellipse. An imaginary rectangle in an ellipse would be chai. And so, the whole thing is a rectangle. I think it's a very nice shot. We should. Who what? A voice of Aruch Haim says something in Parshas Bullock. We jump. Right. Maybe I'll talk about it more when we say it. It's a Kamachom and Rishon Mitzvah. Very early March. The story goes, it's a lot of Hasidic Yidden here. I once read the story somewhere. The Helig of Hashem Tov, contemporary, was sitting. And also, he went, "Oi! Oi!" What happened? He said he saw that the Aruch Haim and Kadosh was lifted. I checked that out, it was the same minute. They say so that Chavetz Chaim too was not a Chassidish Shemaim. That was what the most telling stories. Chavetz Chaim, all of them started doing a dance. A dance? What did you do a dance? He saw that Yecheskel Abramsky, the author of Chazon Yecheskel, was released from communist imprisonment. He got out from the communists. They checked the watch, but also the same time. So, Chavetz Chaim is a bigger Hasidic Rebbe from Baal Shem Tov, than I had to measure. But these are stories, and no stories sometimes to remember the things. Rishon LeZion, look it up one day, you'll see this is by the Helig Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Good. Fine. Now the question is, Rabosai, this is now going to be very serious in my house. I don't want to give it away till now, but I have to give it away right now. In my house, I have to call my wife and change it now. In my house, which we live in that apartment now since 1977, a long time in that house, the kitchen goes, the mezuzah goes from the kitchen, which is pnimi, into the dining room. You've been in my house. If you ever paid attention, goes from the kitchen into the dining room. Why? Because the kitchen, the way I measured it, was less than dalal al dalal. I measured it from both sides. Chazanishnik. Not the sheer abba. No, that's not dalal. But in terms of you needed a width of dalal abbas. And I think I can measure again now. I don't think the width was dalal abbas. That was about approximately 7 feet. Think of Moshe's Amma. Moshe's a centrist. His Amma is 3.6. Some say it should be 3, some should be 4. Moshe's Amma measured 3.6. Good. So it happens to be a very convenient measure. Those who learn in the Hilchos Mezuzos and Hilchos Erevin, was 3.6 times 10. 10th level is a very important measurement in many areas. Is what? Exactly a yardstick. Good news. So Rav Moshe didn't mean that, but it comes out good. So in the ribbon layer, that we go Rav Moshe sheet, 3.6, good. So if that's the case, so an amma of what is what 21.6, okay, times 4, what is it? No, what is it? 86.4. What's 86.4? It's almost 7 feet. What's 7 feet? 84. So it's a little above 7 feet. Okay, so it's not 7. It's 7 feet already. By me, it's already Arba'amas, okay? So I don't think it was 7 feet across, but it was longer than it is Why? So it's going out. Now I have to recalculate. The GPS recalculated. A joke. This leads to another very critical question in my kitchen, which is what is the ma'at from the airspace? In my kitchen, that tiny little kitchen, I have cabinets, built-in cabinets. In other words, the floor space is mamish. If you walk into my kitchen, it's like that two people walk by each other. It's squeaks. Because they have the entire kitchen, I'm just doing my mind's eye. On the right is cabinets, a sink with cabinets, followed by a washing machine which never moves, followed by a stove which never moves. That's one side. The right side of the kitchen. The left side coming backwards is a dryer which never moves, cabinets which never move, and a refrigerator which never moves. The whole place is mamish. Do those things count to be mavayit or not? You know what I'm saying? Do we view those as just have a table? Well, no, that's a part of it that's built in. Some of them is built in literally, some of them is plugged in and never leaves. You never pay so we don't move it. My polis. I'm telling you that I used to make noodles for my kids on Fridays. That was my job. I went out. And let me tell you that I sometimes missed. I threw the noodles into the pot. The one who cooks noodles. Once in a while, I'd miss one and go behind the oven. Chometz. Chometz mamish. Chometz gomer. I never move the oven. Monopoly my polis. Yeah, that's a break. When it breaks, I have to move it. So the whole hassle, you move it. But anyway. So I have to recalculate these things as well. Some posts want to say that the only thing that's certainly in my mind is an aura which is so big that it's mamzit men saw. Let's know a little bit of Hippos Tumah Vatara. Mems is a sheer big. Mems saw is an amal, give a lot. So that's a whole tumble with how big is this one, that one. That's another discussion. I'm asking the child, the average refrigerator is a mamzit men saw. Okay, the refrigerator is probably the biggest clear that I have. That's the only one that has a chance of being bounced in Memso. The other ones, washing machine, dryers, I'm going to bounce in Memso. I don't think so. It's like a very small sheet of Memso. You'll do your. I'm not sure if you count the fridge and the freezer as one unit, as two units. You'll figure it out from here by side. That's what everyone agrees is in my mind. Everything else is a big tumble. Machlekes. Machlekes, all these things. Machlekes. And then some say, this is also relevant, that even if it's my mind, that's only to take up the entire the cabinet, goes from floor to ceiling. What happens if there's 10 tefachim above it? Like in my house, I have 10 tefachim above the sink, and 10 tefachim above the washer and above the dryer, above the stove, and measure all kinds of things there. So maybe that also is going to, I may have to move my mezuzah. I may have to move my mezuzah into the kitchen after all these years. You count them in years, I'm embarrassed to say it. Because of this new cheshbonus. I had never heard of this rage regional team until I saw it a couple of days ago. Remind me to call home and say, emergency, measure everything for me now, remeasure it. Can't get stuck in your old ways, your boss. Never too late to change. It's been a long time out of the way out. But never too late to change. We shall see. The exact measurements, and maybe we'll have them emailed up, scanned and emailed, or faxed, or something like that. Called it. Okay, your boss. Remember, if the Chamuri the deal is right, it's another reason to put it in. Against Rebbe Akiva Eger, which has it going out. It's interesting. The question is, when did the Chamuri Daniel say what he said? He's talking about a little kind of an altar off to the side. Now, it's interesting. It has to do with a rush and simming it out. Whoa. Time to be up. Is that possible? I'm just getting started. Told too many stories. Stories are important if it makes you remember things. So, but I do apologize. I did not get that back to the kitchen yet. That whole fight. But you know what? Why don't you see the fight between the two of the Chutana first? The Melech has sits with Chel Alice and pay test. It's be good for you. See how the Chutana fight with each other. I don't know what they fight about. Money. Where the kitchen go for Yantif. what to name the children. That's what they fight. No, they fight about this hillus mezuzah. That's a good fighter, boss. I give you a bracha. You should never fight with your continuum of chutanim in your home, with your parents with chutanim around you. Except about hillus mezuzah and the like, and never anything else. You have a lot of shame.